Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey there, Kevin Pollak here. Wanted to invite you all to become a Patreon supporter of Alchemy This. Go to patreon.com/alchemythis to become a VIP member. You'll get bonus episodes that will not be available to non-VIPs. These include the live shows and also special scenes that we'll record in our regular weekly in-studio recordings that will only be released to VIP members. You'll be able to join the live Alchemy This cast hangout sessions. You're going to get an exclusive hotline phone number. That's right. You can call in, leave a message, have a request, a comment, a question of any of the alchemists. You're going to get your scene suggestions for getting top priority, all kinds of incredible bonuses, and just be creatively involved in the show. We'd love to have you as a Patreon member. So again, go to patreon.com/alchemythis, and thank you. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Was that? Well, from what you told me, if Richard Marx sang about it in the 80s, I'm sure you didn't mean to break his heart exactly the way he described it. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemists, shall we, in no particular order. Say hello to Vanessa Ragland. Vanish! Did or do you have a favorite Richard Marx song?
No.
Excellent. Next up, nothing says waking up like some sweet Heaney in your cup. It's James Heaney. Jimmy Jingle, most of the way, what would you like Richard Marx to know about you?
Well, I would like Richard Marx to know that
I am a really big fan of learning about new people. And is he one of the Marx brothers?
Well, he'd be one of the Marx children. At this point.
Would he be? Okay. So he's still alive?
If he were, in fact, related to them.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he's an unbelievably famous singer-songwriter.
Oh, I love his music.
Yeah. Well, you know his
No,
music.
I don't know his music. Yeah, you can you name one song?
I can.
Is it relevant now music?
Oh man.
Ooh. Well, he just did a magical show with the Troubadour here in Los Angeles.
So he's alive. Okay.
Oh boy.
Richard Marx?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to write that.
M-A-R-X.
Okay, just like the
Marx
brothers.
He needs your support. So,
okay.
He needs reviews. If you can review Richard Marx.
I mean, I think in all fairness, I have to listen to his music first. I'm not going to, I won't leave a review for him if it's.
It says here he's a big fan of yours.
Oh, what? Okay.
Make room for laughter because Craig Kukowski is here to fill your cup. Cacao, please complete the following lyric from the Richard Marx song, Don't Mean Nothing. Don't Mean Nothing. Bum, bum, dum, bum, bum. Does that ring any bells at all?
Is it a rapper?
Oh, boy. Part of the lyrics, so complete this lyric if you would, please. The director smiles as you walk in the door. He says, I love your work, babe, but you're just...
like a whore.
Richard Marx, I believe.
Not what we're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah. And last but not quite the least, it's Joey Greer. Another cup of Joe, please. If you were to meet Richard Marx in the next hour, what would you say for real?
Can you please get my car?
Get in your car?
No, can you get my car?
Oh.
I just need to get my car.
This guy has platinum albums.
I'm going to say that you overestimated our collective affinity for Richard Marx.
The gang is going to love this one.
I just needed everyone to know the lack of affinity.
Is it a are the college kids into
anti-Marx.
It? Who's into the Richard Marx?
Oh, like myself, he was very big in the 80s and 90s. All right, let's get to our first scene.
If he was on Maisel, I'd give a shit.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I should first mention that we really need you, talking to you, our favorite listener, to please write a review of the show in the next 52 hours. I'm waiting. Apparently, this is what's needed to gather
You're
more
right here
of you.
Waiting?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm going to stand by this microphone with my headphones on until I get a signal from Joey Greer that you have, in fact, written a review. Joey, why don't you write one of those reviews right now for us?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. How do you spell Marx?
M-A-R-X.
M-A-R-X. Okay.
All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' email. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Charlotte, who wrote, Hello all, love the podcast, thanks for the laughs. Tuesdays and Thursdays are great, so on, so forth. Wow, people really want to phone in that first part. My scene suggestion comes from the most painful part of my daily life, the school drop-off line. Between the traffic directors, the moms who get out to put their backpacks on their nine-year-olds, and the dads who think they're
judgment.
Above the rules, so we're all slaves too. The drop-off line is hell on earth. Please, I beg of you, give me a reason to laugh about it all. Truly, this podcast is my favorite. Nothing makes me laugh harder than Snoofa. After many episodes, I still can't figure out a consistent name for that phlegmy hillbilly voice.
Aww.
Also, I'm trying to convince my husband to go with me to LA for a live show. We are at the Westside Comedy Theater the first Sunday of every month. So please, won't you join us? Oh, she didn't write that. I just put that in there. But he argues it's too much of a drive from Phoenix. Actually, it's about 4 hours.
It's like six, but it's not too much of a drive. I drive it all the time.
Do you?
Like, why?
Yeah, well, because
you have a paper out there?
Well, hashtag blessed. My wife's family has a summer home in Sedona. So we go there as much as we can, and we pass through Phoenix on the way.
That's correct.
It takes about 6 hours.
If you do speed, it's like way quicker.
And just take the 10?
Yeah.
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 Thank you for that. If you wouldn't mind throwing his name, Joe, in as a selfish character in the scene somehow, that would make my...
I love her.
Yes. Truly love you, too. Thanks, all of you. Charlotte.
Look, we're not opening the gate yet, okay? We open the gate at 7 o'clock.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Dashiell needs to get in there.
Okay, well, Dashiell's going to have to wait,
No,
all
Dashiell
right?
can't wait. Dashiell can't wait.
Look, it's about 3 minutes to 7.
What's your name?
Okay, you have a kid in here?
No, I don't have a kid in
here.
Then
you don't know what it's like, and Dashiell needs to get in there.
I understand. All the kids need to get into school. I want them to be in Saturday, but the gates don't open until 7, all right?
I just want to learn, sir.
All right, is this Dashiell?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, son, how did you get behind the gate? Get up on
Here's a question. Why is there a gate?
Oh, well, the gate's there to protect the kids and to protect us as well, okay? So we just want to make sure the private
property... You've got a security perimeter?
Yes.
Around the elementary school?
Yeah, yes, yes.
It's 4 minutes till the gate opens. Let me in.
Look, it'll be 7 o'clock and we'll open the gates, okay?
I need to know your name, mister.
My name's Logan.
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 Yeah. All right. Is that with a P?
Well, in the middle, yes.
Uh-huh. And what's the last name?
Furter.
Logan Furter.
Logan Furter. Well, I'm locking that one down, too.
Yeah. Thanks
Dashiell,
very much.
Stop, Dashiell, stop.
Look, my daughter's going to get in there and start warming up her voice.
Okay, look, the gate's going to be open at 7, and then she can warm up out there, you know?
No, she's got to get in the auditorium where the acoustics are good, so you can start warming up her voice.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to be this person. I want my son in there, but not for that reason. But you can't allow anyone else to practice for the pageant in the auditorium before group practice.
We've signed up.
No, it's unfair. It's unfair. The group gets in there. No individuals.
We've signed up from 7 to 7:04.
No, you haven't.
Yes, we have.
Oh, well, I... Psst. Where's that coming from?
It's me. Oh. I'm behind you. Huh. I got a secret way into the school.
What do you got?
Follow me. It's around the back. The gate doesn't go all the way around the perimeter. Here, get your kids and keep it low. We don't want anybody to find out about this.
Who are you and why are you dressed like a pirate?
my name is John. John, but you can call me Captain John. All right. And just follow me, but keep it low.
Captain John is like two more minutes.
Come on,
you have got to be quiet.
He's going to open the gate.
Yeah, but if I show you this opening in the gate, then tomorrow you don't even have to waste your time.
All right, we're just going
to
follow Captain John. He's showing us a secret entrance.
Come on, Dashiell.
Stop.
Look, the gate's going to be open in 2 minutes, okay?
Logan? Yeah. I believe it was Logan. Captain John is trying to lead us to a hole in the gate.
Captain John?
Yes.
The imaginary character that's created by the collective mind of the school. You're telling me he's going to show you a secret entrance?
What?
Come on. Wow. He's a mascot the kids voted on, Captain John. Are you serious? He's not real.
He is real. We just saw him.
He just invited us to follow him around to the back of the school.
Sure. Look, if you're going to pull my leg, make sure it comes off, okay? You got 2 minutes until the gate opens up.
It can't still be 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's 2 minutes, buddy. It'll be two more if you keep on asking.
Where did he go?
We all saw him, right?
Yes. I saw him.
Eye patch. Hook hand.
Yep. Smell the patchouli.
That was a hook. Wasn't a hook hand.
What was a hook where his hand
was? Well, a hook where his hand. You know what I meant.
Well,
Captain Hook style.
Captain Hook style.
Breakfast hot dogs. Breakfast hot dogs.
Give me two.
You guys might be out here for a while, so.
No, we're going to get in 2 minutes.
Sure.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Can I get a Pepsi with that?
Yeah, you got it.
Dashiell needs to get in because he wants to see his desk.
Okay, does Dashiell want a little breakfast hot dog?
No, we don't eat dogs.
Okay.
Coleslaw too, please.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Do you have any vegan dogs?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, gluten-free?
Bread?
Yes, gluten-free bread.
Yep.
But is the dog vegan? I mean, is the dog gluten-free?
Is the dog gluten-free?
No, there's bread in the dog.
I knew it.
Bread in the dog. Okay, no. No, thank you.
All right, it's vegan though.
And they have eggs?
Yep.
On them as well? Breakfast dogs?
Yeah. I can crack a couple on there raw as hell. I don't have to cook them at all.
Has anyone seen Dashiell?
Has anyone seen Sequoia?
No, I don't know. Anyway, I gotta get out of here. Where you go?
Wait. Okay, guys. I'm missing Dashiell.
I'm missing Sequoia.
I saw Captain John, and they're saying he doesn't exist.
Guys, I can't find my parents.
Who are you?
I got tossed over the fence.
Who
are you?
My name's Bobby.
Bobby?
I don't know you.
What kind of name is that?
I'm a little boy.
Have you seen Dashiell?
Dashiell?
Have you seen Sequoia? She probably tried to yell out, but she's on vocal rest.
They don't treat me very nice. I don't know them very well. Your kids are bullies.
No, Dashiell wears French braids.
Yeah, I know. Oh, now I remember Dashiell. Not a nice kid.
Okay, Bobby. I'm glad you're on that side of the fence and I'm on this side because if this fence wasn't there, you would be watching out for me.
He got back on this side. Oh, God. I got it.
Come here, kid.
My name's Logan.
This is fucking nuts. This line to get into the school is crazy long.
Why do we do this every day?
I don't know.
Can we move to the country, please?
Can you stop fighting with me when he's in the
every
back?
Every single day we wait.
Yes, I know we wait.
Can I get you out?
Not yet, honey.
My seatbelt's touching my neck.
It's okay. Just leave it there. It's to protect you.
Look, I don't want to go to the country. There's animals.
Don't
there's grass.
Don't talk down to him like that.
What kind of animal eats its own poop?
Every animal, honey. What do you mean I'm talking down to him?
You talk to him like an adult.
Oh, you talk to him like an adult?
Yeah.
Leave the fucking seatbelt on.
Well, that's nice. That's helpful.
Is that an adult?
Look what you've done.
Oh no.
Yeah. Maybe don't yell. Maybe that's not what talking to an adult means.
Oh, yeah. Like, you would know. You have no idea how to talk to an adult.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Yeah.
You're cursing so loud that my family can hear it. And I don't really want my kids to hear the F word.
Hey, can Captain, I get in your car?
I don't know if that's okay.
Can I get in your car?
I think it would probably be inappropriate unless your parents
I don't know. He's an adult.
Kendall,
he can make a decision.
Kendall, let us handle this gentleman, okay, pal?
Listen, I'm in the SUV right
now. I want to get in the SUV. They're watching Pokemon.
Sir, that's right.
Yep. Sir, can you do us a favor when you get a second? Can you sit down to a big steamy bowl of fuck?
Oh my God. Did you just say the F word at
get
me?
Get the hell away from the car.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay. I'm walking away.
Jesus.
Unbelievable.
It's insane.
They were watching Pokemon in that fucking minivan.
I know, honey.
So are you really the Captain John that's on all of our t-shirts?
Yeah, I am the Captain John. I am the captain now. Follow me.
How'd you become a captain?
I became a captain because there was a vote. Have you heard of democracy?
Vote?
Yeah.
You didn't come up the ranks?
Huh?
We all voted for a mascot. It was a choice between a crocodile.
A unicorn.
A unicorn and a pirate.
And that's me. I'm the captain now.
Right. What are you the captain of?
I'm the captain of this school. Follow me, kids. You guys wanted to get in?
I voted for the unicorn.
You voted for the unicorn? It's not even a real thing. Unicorns are fake.
Captains aren't real.
I voted for the crocodile.
That's a good choice, but I think that I'm the better one. I've got, you know, I'm a human. All right. This right here, this is actually a door. It looks like a solid gate.
But you can't play piano.
I can't play piano very well, but...
But you can play a little?
Okay. Well, we can play one-handed.
Like chopsticks?
Yeah.
Would you call that a hook hand or just a hook?
I call it a hook.
Why did you get the hook?
And it's right through this door. Might I get the hook? Careful. Hold on. Okay, don't go through it.
I'm allergic.
Okay.
Wow, you shot that dog in the face.
It's a musket. It works.
I didn't ask what kind of gun it was. You shot that dog in the face.
It's not all the way dead. I'm sorry, kids. Look away.
Oh, God. Oh, he killed the dog.
I'm not sure he did.
Okay, I got this.
Unicorn would never do this.
I don't think putting your shoe in the dog's mouth is going to kill it.
Okay. Turn your heads, kids. Turn your heads.
We can't.
If I turn my head, you're going to snap it.
No, I won't do it.
I can't. Look away.
Okay, let's just move away from the dog. It's going to die.
Just suffocate it.
This isn't worth it to get in 2 minutes early.
Can we just leave the dog alone for a second?
Okay, we'll leave the dog alone. Okay. Okay. I think it's dead.
Dashiell, there you are. My God. What happened here?
Okay, I've pulled it clear off.
Mommy, please get me away from Captain John.
You're not an imaginary mascot at all.
No, I'm not an imaginary mascot.
He's a dog killer, Mom.
I'm not a dog killer. I killed a dog.
Okay, I'm glad all the the parents could make it here today.
Yeah.
First off, I just want to say sorry about the gate issue.
Also, this conversation will be recorded, and we don't want that to, you know, have any of you hold your tongues. But at the same time, think about what you say, because words are pretty powerful things.
Yeah, we are live streaming this. So we have decided to do a elementary school tribunal. Try Dr. John for the trauma that he has created for the students as well as
Dr. John?
Dr. John.
He was a pirate earlier. Yeah,
he was, but this is the famed New Orleans musician.
He was a...
Why would you do that to Dr. John? He's a national treasure.
Yes. And the medicine man, no?
No, yeah, but fantastic. We all agree the music is fantastic.
He's great.
But, yeah, he wanted to venture off into something else and decided to become a pirate.
Reggie, can I see my office?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Hold on. So just can you send those faxes over?
I don't know how the machine works, Reggie.
Okay.
Well, what was that?
No, that's guy said some facts is over.
Yeah, right, but it seemed kind of half. You know, she had a question, and you just kind of.
No, she'll get it. She'll figure it out.
I work in the resource room.
Right.
I don't know how this fax machine works.
Ellie, just fax.
You've given me all these papers. I don't know what.
Hey, Reggie, explain why I'm here again. I don't even know what I did.
Hey, look, buddy.
Okay? Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Yes. Oh man, it's always so good.
So of all the Dr. Johns.
Well, right now I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. Oh man, just fun to be around him.
So he did do the Popeyes ads.
Yeah,
I was.
That was me.
Yeah. Can you just fax whatever you can?
She doesn't know how to. She's saying. She's telling you straight up. I don't know how the fax machine works.
He doesn't listen.
Your response is just fax it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got the minutes from the meeting at the school, and you started it by saying you wanted to have a tribunal for Dr. John.
Yes.
So we brought Dr. John in this morning to see if you could answer his questions as to why you wanted to
go. Wait, am I on trial now? I got so many questions.
Am I on trial now?
You are on trial.
Okay.
So question number one, Dr. John?
First of all... Look, when an elementary school tribunal says that Dr. John is going to be tried, Dr. John shows up, okay?
Yeah.
I'm true to my word,
it
all right?
It says it's not connected to the wireless.
Ellie, it's fine. Just connect it to your phone.
I don't have a hotspot.
It's okay. Just
you
fax
have to
it.
Pay extra
You're
for
trying to fax
then.
Something?
Yeah, I'm trying to fax something, and I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how. It says will not connect to network.
Okay. Do you have a different line for the fax, or is it just through the landline?
I honestly don't know. I don't work in this room.
Look, I know this is important, this thing that we're going to do.
Wait, Dr. John?
Thank you. Yes,
oh
I am
my
Dr.
God.
John. Such
oh.
a night. That's
oh my
me.
God.
Yeah.
I'm hungry all of a sudden.
Look, if Dr. John knows two things, he knows pianos and he knows fax machines.
Ooh.
Can I check what a third thing you know might be?
Sure.
Can you? Are you a fan of Richard Marx?
Who is that again?
Who's Richard Marx?
Oh, he was that mean dictator.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Richard Marx.
Why don't you fix the machine?
Okay.
Dr. John.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Now, Kendall, we've got issues with how you're running the school meetings, right? The parents come in. They want to know about their children, the well-being of their children, and you want to try Dr. John. So what's going on, man? What's going on at home? You can level with me. Just come clean. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to find solutions.
I think...
Okay. Just say it.
I think...
Open up your heart.
I think that...
Whatever comes up.
I'm not comfortable talking about it, if I can be honest.
Okay. Let's talk about that discomfort.
I think...
What are you feeling?
If you were to describe
how you were feeling, what words would you use?
I think most of my family are hot dogs.
So how did you get to understand so much about fax machines?
Look, I am a new adapter to doing technology, okay? So, you know.
A renaissance man.
There's nothing more fascinating than being able to send paper to somebody else.
Absolutely. I've said it so many times.
Okay, well, I see the problem is not hooked up back here.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
You have to bend down to plug it in.
Now, I should take you out for some jambalaya.
I would love that.
Look, I know we are not in Louisiana right now.
No,
but
we're not.
I know the good jambalaya places in every town
what
in this country.
What is it here? Because I've been looking for the last 4 years.
Okay, there's a place. You got to go around the back. There's not a sign.
Oh,
you got to ask for Curtis.
Okay. Coitus?
You got to ask for coitus.
Okay.
All right.
Somebody ask for coitus.
Huh? You know me, man. It's Mac Rabinac.
Let me get down there and give you some coitus, huh?
Right. Oh, okay, then you got to have sex with Curtis.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
I am Emma.
Give me a second. I'm having sex with Dr.
I'll
John.
I'll tell you what. I'll take this one. I'll take this one for the team, all right?
Thank you, Dr. John.
And he has one jambalaya.
All right. Oh. It's worth it.
It's not a restaurant at all.
It's not a restaurant, no. It's just... You go to Curtis's house, have sex with him, he'll make you jambalaya.
Would you like a pot of jambalaya?
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm absolutely sure.
All right, I'm going to make myself one.
Are you a doctor at all?
I am. I actually do have an honorary doctorate
from LSU.
Doctorate.
Yeah. No.
But I'm not like a medical doctor.
Well, there's been a lot of misunderstanding.
Dr. Okay. John, your first patient is ready now.
Okay, all right. Here we go. What seems to be the trouble?
It's just that I have a hard time breathing. And oh, I keep passing out too. When I stand up quick.
Oh, I just did a show last night. I was sweating. Like,
What did you say?
I said I did a show last night in Shreveport, and I was sweating like crazy.
What the hell are you talking about? I'm dying.
I think I'm dying, too. I think I'm actually dead, to be honest.
Oh, please. Somebody get Ghost Doctor out of here and get me a real doctor.
Hey, doctor, do you need anything?
I think this patient needs some help. Okay.
Oh.
Can we send a fax?
I don't know how to work the machine.
Okay, well, no, I can help with that.
Oh, okay,
that
well,
I
come
can
with
help
me.
With. We're going to fax a real doctor, okay. And we're going to get right back to you.
Okay.
Fax your machine suggestions to alchemythis.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Scene number two comes to us from Thomas, who wrote, "Good morning, Alchemists. I want to start by saying this podcast is great. I couldn't think of anything more original to start off with that did not involve James Heaney." Oh, I see. He wanted to greet us, and he wanted to involve you and couldn't come up with anything more original. Damn it. Anyways, my suggestion is an exaggerated backstory of alchemy, this and how Kevin recruited you all. Thanks again, Thomas. Joey, why don't you come on in?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in today, man.
You're welcome. Can I put my shirt back on?
Or? Sure. Just in a second. Okay. Wow. So you've been working out?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's been kind of sick
lately.
You
belong to a gym?
Yeah, I've just been kind of sick, though. So
You haven't been feeling well?
No, I've been kind of sick.
Right, let me just take your temperature. Do you mind if we do this orally?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Just too much? Okay, let me get that out of there.
Yeah. Is this the right room?
Oh, Vanessa!
Hey, thank you, Joey. Is that it?
Yeah, he's not feeling well. Easy does it.
Oh, yuck! You look bad.
Yeah. there's coffee and waters and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So
do we have to pay for that?
So no, everything's on the house. Finish up with Knucklehead here, and then which is not going to take long.
His head looks like a knuckle.
It does.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah,
looks like a big knuckle.
I'm sick.
And his face looks like a thumb. Joey, I have two questions for you.
Nespresso.
Yeah, please enjoy. Joey, question number one. Wednesday? That's all you're gonna...
It's a day. It's from the Viking calendar. It comes from Wedmus, the god of grass.
Okay, we're looking for some improv, though, buddy. Not some something you read in a book. Let me throw one more question at you.
Okay.
Milk?
I need it if you have it. I'll drink all the milk you got.
Okay.
Please.
All right. Well, see, I've really enjoyed you in Bear Supply at the West Side Comedy Theater.
Yeah.
And also Pretty Pretty Pony.
It's so hot in here.
Well, yeah. It's July.
Uh-huh. Are you going to eat that cake?
And on stage, you're so fast and fearless. I just wanted to...
Is it peanut butter cake?
Yeah, it is peanut butter cake. Maybe you shouldn't eat it.
I was fiber hungry. You should eat when you're sick.
Can I get you anything?
You said you had milk.
You know what? Would you mind if I made an appointment for you with Dr. Johns?
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. All right, how can I help you?
I was sick. I was apparently being groomed.
Hey, wait a minute. You Joe Greer?
Uh-huh.
You Joe Greer from the West Side Comedy Theater.
Yeah.
Hey, you funny.
Thanks.
Hey, you should be on a podcast.
I think so. That's what I've been told. They said I have a face for podcasts.
That's funny. Now, did you write this stuff, or you were just rolling with it off the top of your head?
Just make up as you go along.
Okay. Now,
What's up with all these fax machines in here?
Look, I have a fax line to every specialist in the country. So, you know, once we determine what is wrong with you, I'm going to fax a doctor and get you an answer.
I got to get well. I got to do this thing with Kevin. I don't know what it is yet.
Kevin Pollard?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Is he still working?
Yeah.
I saw him on a double bill with Richard Marks. Around 1989.
Who's Richard Marks?
Who was Richard Marks?
Yeah.
Right here waiting?
Huh?
Don't mean nothing?
What?
The Communist Manifesto.
Thanks for having me in, Kevin.
Oh, James, it's so great to see you. I don't know what
this is about. What?
Well, the deal is,
Am I in trouble?
No, come on, buddy. Right. I want you to join a new team.
A new team?
Yeah. So you enjoy doing improv. I've seen you many times.
Of course.
You run around the stage like a crazy person, and you're always funny and hilarious.
I'm so sorry. And do you mind if I finish this cake?
I know. I don't
is
mind.
Is it yours?
It was.
Oh.
Now it's yours.
You're not sick or anything, right?
I'm not.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, sure. Mm. As much as you enjoy running around doing improv, I'm wondering if you could sit at a table and also do improv.
Uh-huh.
While seated at a table.
Uh-huh.
With a big microphone in your face and headphones on. Mm.
Oh, I just need a drink.
Yeah, there's some milk. Would you like some milk with that?
Oh, no. I drank all the milk.
Vanessa. You know Vanessa.
Hi. We've met.
Have we?
We've met.
I'm just really thirsty. I'm so sorry. It's hard to focus.
Kevin, did you see that?
Yeah. What's happening?
Why did you? You've met me.
Of course. I'm sure. Are you from?
You look like you don't even recognize me.
Ralph's?
Ralph's? Ralph's? You think I work at Ralph's?
Mr. Pollock, sorry to interrupt. Chris Alvarado's here.
Oh.
Ooh.
All right. Well, you know what? Can you two figure out the liquid issue and whether you know Vanessa?
No, I think what we need to figure out is why he's coming in with an attitude.
Oh, I don't mean to. I'm just really thirsty. I've got peanut butter cake.
I'm thirsty, too.
You're thirsty, and that allows you to forget who Vanessa is?
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay.
I'm going to need to know you guys can play together.
You're
play together well.
Drama queen. I don't want to work with him.
I don't blame you, Vanessa.
Thank you.
It's not going to work out.
I'm going to go have some more coffee.
Right this way, Mr. Alvarado. Did you park in the lot? Do you need validation?
No, I'm fine. I'm good. Thank you.
Wow, you are in really good shape.
Thanks, yeah.
Did you work out already today?
I did, yeah. I can't help it. God. No. Did you fart?
No, that's not me.
I think it's you.
No, it's definitely not me.
It's okay if it's you. It's all right.
Can I get you something to drink?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Why don't you plug that ass up?
No, that's not me. Hey, that's definitely you.
I think it's you.
Okay. Look, well, now, Kevin's office is at the end of this long, long hall, so we're just going to keep walking down.
Hey, do me a favor. Just plug it up.
No? Look, what did you eat, by the way?
I have a steady diet of kale, water, and getting it on.
Okay. Like, that's why. You're eating too much kale, okay?
I don't know. I think you got to plug that up.
No. All right, I'm going to get you something bubbly, okay?
I don't know if that's going to help.
Anything can help.
Oh, shit. God,
that is terrible. You're just propelling yourself down the hallway.
Oh, a little more.
Okay, I'm going to leave you here. It's that door
catch
right there.
Catch up to me.
No.
Yep.
Hey.
Chris.
How are you?
Hey, buddy. Thanks so much for coming in.
Happy to be here.
Listen.
Was that you?
It might have been. Gosh, I'm a little gassy lately. I'm so sorry. Sometimes they don't smell bad. They kind of smell nice.
Yeah.
Like lilac.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had a fart smell like lilac?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So let me ask you how you feel about James Heaney.
I don't know him.
Interesting. Okay. What about Craig Kukowski?
Uh-huh. Love him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he had a few questions for you.
Craig did?
He did, yes. Yeah. He had a couple questions. I recorded them.
Oh, all right.
All right, so let me just play this back. Okay, Craig, when you're ready, your question for Chris.
Are you going to fucking initiate every scene?
Okay.
This is Craig, by the way.
So that was Craig's first question.
Yeah.
And your answer is...
Oh, was that you?
Yes. Yes. Yes, and I wish you'd stop
farting. Very good. Yeah. Very good. Sure, I'll do it.
I don't think it was a request. I think it was sort of cutting it off at the pass, sort of thing.
Oh.
It got a little on you.
Is that you?
It's what, me?
Did you get yourself? Oh, holy shit.
Chris, this is Craig again. Also, this is going to be a long-term commitment, so I just want to know that you're going to be in town for a while and able to do as many episodes as possible. This is Craig.
Yeah, I promise not to miss a one.
All right. So I've recorded your answers. I'll send those over to Craig.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Oh, Vanessa.
Hey.
How are you?
Great. You look great.
Thanks. Thanks. So do you? Oh, was that you?
I don't know. I don't know if it was.
Hey, Chris. Craig here. Third pre-recorded question. Just want to know if you're farting right now.
I can definitely say no.
I don't know what's happening.
Craig, baby, listen to me. I got a gig. You're going to fucking love it, okay?
What is it, Morty?
Look, 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 look. Look, you're a funny guy, right?
Yes. Yes.
I love it. You like to do fun stuff, right?
What about me?
Carla.
Yeah?
Carla, just stop. Stop jumping in on the phone call.
I wasn't jumping in.
Craig, get a handle on this.
I'm trying to get a handle on her, but she's a loose cannon.
Your nuts are in a vice, baby. If you don't get me in on that hot recording, it's over.
There's no way. Alvarado is committed. There's never going to be a slot open.
Craig, come on, look. I need a commit from you, okay?
I don't know, Morty. What's the pay?
The pay right now? Top dollar, $200 million an episode, huh?
$200 million an episode.
Not right? Unless okay. I can be on, too.
If Carla jumps on, nothing. You hear me? I guarantee nothing.
I don't know. I love my wife. What am I going to do? 200 mil if it's just me.
Hey, Craig and Vanessa, thank you guys so much for coming in
today. Sure,
yeah. I have questions about, I think you know what's coming.
What Joey, does that smell?
Joey Greer is the smell.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if you guys have any suggestions about how we can, I don't know what the word is, uninvite?
Someone needs to turn me.
So Joey's dying?
I don't understand.
That would be great if that were the case. But
why did you ask him?
He's very much alive.
It's your thing. I don't care.
But I made a mistake. People make mistakes. I thought he was funny, and then I hadn't met him.
Right,
I just
seen
him on stage.
When you get to know him, you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, man, red flags everywhere.
Well, my wife, Carla, is definitely available.
So okay, great.
I love her.
That's good news.
Great.
Please ask her to join us. But again, I need to remove a kidney stone. I got to get this guy out of my...
Just tell him we're not doing it anymore.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Is Mr. Pollock?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Tim Haffer. I'm part of Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Hey, Tim.
And I think you're familiar with Mr. Hello? How are you?
I see what's coming.
So who is this?
I'm James Heaney.
James Heaney.
Don't worry about him.
Does he have to be here?
Well, I'm part of the group.
That's a great question.
Okay. We've met before.
Yeah. I do a lot of stuff with Make-A-Wish Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James, look, I appreciate you pitching in and wanting to be a part of the team. It means the world to me.
I
think in situations like this, you have to just look at Joey and say, stop with the characters.
No, I
think... This Make-A-Wish character
of his? That was Joey?
No.
Wait, his character worked really good.
Oh, my God. I didn't even realize that.
That's incredible. Like, when he's not performing... he's a mess on the floor. Like,
unbelievable. He has to perform.
But then he comes to life when he's in character.
Is my point. And
that's just,
sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry. Chris,
hey, just
no, that's cool, man. I mean, we need you. I mean, you.
That wasn't me.
Fart? No, that's you.
No.
You've been farting nonstop for years now, but you're a great improviser.
It wasn't me.
And what is Joey? What is Joey drinking there?
I think that's cum.
Is it?
I can't make
more specifically
his own.
How do you know just from looking at it?
Oh, because it's what he wrote on the thermos.
Oh, okay. It says my own cum.
Yeah.
It just says my cum.
The C is backwards.
I can't make more.
Guys, come on.
Drink what you have.
Who are you?
I'm James Heaney. Listen.
Valerie. You were going to call me Valerie.
Oh, no,
you were going to call me Valerie.
Okay. Maybe I was. Okay. I'm sorry. But now we're getting to know each other a lot better now that you're seeing this side of me. And it's really.
James, follow up question, please.
Yeah.
If you're able to join the group, at some point, can you bring like some green screen?
Oh, absolutely.
Some lights?
That's good. Chris Avocado, I'll get Greg. We'll all get together in front of green screen
Greg.
Stuff.
Who's Greg?
Who is Greg?
And I mean, we're going to be a team. That's right. What's important.
Right.
What do you do with Make-A-Wish Kids?
I usually it's just me going in and surprising them. And they're
yikes.
So is that how it works? You just go in? They don't have to request?
You're here to see
Boop.
Tyler?
Anybody that's Boop. Sick today, I just wanted to...
Are you part of the hospital? Or?
No, Boop. I'm part of the Make-A-Wish.
Boop. Fantastic. Tyler wanted to see Superman.
Okay, cool. But
he's right in here.
All right. Boop. Tyler?
Hey.
Boop. Hey.
Are you Superman?
Boop. No, I'm James Heaney.
What?
I'm James Heaney. I'm going to... Oh, my God. Tyler! Tyler! Somebody get a doctor in here!
You were supposed to be Superman.
You call for a doctor?
There's something wrong with this kid, doctor.
Oh, my God. This kid is fucked. Oh, no. Oh, this is terrible. I can't get this fax machine working.
Okay.
Come on.
Are there any other kids that
what?
Need...
What? Are there any other kids?
You know, I just wanted to do
get
a good deed today.
We gotta write something on paper, and then we're gonna fax it. to a specialist.
Well, how about we just take a picture of the paper and text it to them?
Take a picture of the paper. Okay. All right.
Before we kill another kid, let's go to scene three, please.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Our final scene comes from Robert, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin and Alchemist. I grew up in LaPorte, Indiana. There isn't much unique about LaPorte other than our high school had a very odd mascot. We were the Slicers."
Yeah.
Is there a picture?
I'm passing around a photograph that he included in the email.
of some sort of blade, yeah. I want to say.
It's an axe, it looks like. It
looks like an axe, yeah. But it slices. You heard me right, the slicers. I would love to hear your take on the committee meeting where it was decided that the slicer was the option best for the school. Robert.
All right, let's hear the next suggestion, please, if we can. Just step up to the microphone so we can hear your suggestion. Yep, the microphone works. Just state your name.
Well,
your name.
My name is Kerm.
Yeah, Kerm.
No, Kerm.
I heard you, Kerm. Now let's get to your suggestion.
Well,
how do you spell Kerm?
K-E-R-M. Kerm.
R-M.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. M like Mary?
Yes.
R like Randy?
Yes.
All right.
Now,
K like ketchup?
Yes.
What's the E like?
Ejaculate. Now, they have had ideas for what we can be as mascot.
Are you all right, Kim?
I am. And I had thought that we could be.
I'm sorry, come with me. Next.
What?
Next.
What?
Please step up to the microphone. State your name.
My name's Bobo.
Bobo?
Bobo.
How many B's in there?
It's B-O, B-O.
All right, Bobo.
I'd say that Bobo.
No, it's Bobo. It's how my parents called me.
All right, Bobo.
So I'm considering the yogurt chokers.
Say again?
The yogurt chokers.
It sounds like you're saying the yogurt chokers.
The yogurt chokers, you got it right.
And what is a yogurt choker?
Well, it's when it's choked, it spits yogurt. It's a yogurt choker.
When it is choked. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Right. Am I to imagine what it is, or are you going to share that with the committee?
It's kind of like...
Do you want me to take him away, sir?
Wait, okay.
Come with me.
Please step to the microphone station.
Sorry, is this on?
Oh, they're all on. Yeah, the one in front of you is as well.
Hi, folks. You all know me. Aaron Cohen. I run the kosher deli in town.
It's so nice to have you here, Aaron. I wanted to ask about how lean is the pastrami?
It's incredibly lean. Oh, it's so lean.
Man.
And I've brought a pound for you.
Oh, look at
right
that.
Right here. And some creplock soup for everyone as well.
No. Yeah.
Cohen.
Please.
Why am I the only one? Oh, yeah. Fuck it then. Forget it.
Lambert, sit down.
Now, I know I haven't lived here as long as the rest of you. I don't have the same cartoonish accent, but...
But you are a Hebrew fella.
That's true.
Right, which is cartoon enough.
Well, I suppose it is.
Cohen. No one.
Sit down, Lambert.
Look, with the high holidays coming up,
which holidays are those?
The high ones.
What does that mean?
Like, I know being the kosher deli in town, you know, I'm just going to be besieged with orders, you know, because everyone wants, you know, that needs a slice of rye or challah.
Yeah, and what specific foods would we be ordering at the high holidays?
Well,
Pizza!
Lambert?
I think that was a Little Caesars commercial. Look, when you need a slice, when you need a loaf of challah sliced,
right.
You know, you come to me. And
that's true.
Objection.
What's that now, Carla?
May I approach the bench?
Please do.
Is this a trial?
Mr. Cohen, I believe.
Yes?
Owner of the Kosher Deli on Main Street.
This is all established, yes.
What a high holidays.
Okay, look. I really don't want to get into that.
Well, you brought it up.
I did bring it up, and I apologize.
you're out of order.
Okay.
Sustain.
Look, I was just going to propose that the new mascot be named after the implement.
Cohen!
Stop that! Lambert. For God's sake.
Lambert, do I have to remove you from the proceedings like we do every damn month?
You'll never silence me. You'll never silence me.
Nobody is joining in. What are you doing,
Lambert? Am I the only one?
Yes.
You're always the only one, Lambert. Now, before Carly interjects again, please tell us the name of your machine that you would like the mascot to share.
Just kidding.
Wait, it's a slicer.
Oh. So that's the name of the mascot you're suggesting?
It's a bread slicer, yeah.
Mr. Cohen.
Yes.
What does a slicer have to do with a bunch of co-eds? Mr. Cohen, are you familiar with mascot history? Or do I need to give you another history lesson?
Please, give me a history lesson on the history of mascots.
1905, big old teddy bear fronts the New York Giants. And thus the giant bears before Mr. Cohen. Philly, the funky Philly. And so there you have it.
None of that was accurate.
Lambert, I swear, I will have you taken from these proceedings.
Am I the only one?
Look, I know it's not conventional, you know, for something inanimate to be the mascot, but I just think that local teams here are the best things since sliced bread.
Mr. Cohen, I must say, I think that if we
need it. He's drowning.
It's just milk. I got milk.
Is anyone a lifeguard? Is there a lifeguard in the room?
I'm a lifeguard.
Okay.
You don't need to get behind me.
He had so much milk in his mouth.
It was just a flam in the milk, okay?
Did the doctor put you on that all mucus diet again?
Anyway, may I please move forward? Mr. Cohen.
Yes.
Now it's going to sound ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
What is it, Lambert?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but the kids are revolting. They need a mascot, and they need one now.
Well, you tell them children to wait.
We want a mascot. We want a mascot.
We gotta have a mascot. We hope it is a cow.
They want a cow.
Well, it's not going to be a cow.
Oh, they need to. They're going
to
riot.
We already said no to the bovine suggestions.
We're going to riot. We want to be a pirate.
That was good.
Okay, then. Let's go over the suggestions we have so far. Thank you, Mr. Cohen, for yours.
Thank you. So, again, slicer. The slicer.
We understand, Mr. Cohen.
Okay.
Mr. Cohen, I still never got to say why I don't like it.
All right. Fine. Let me follow up just before we do vote. What does the mascot look like who's called the slicer? Does it look like the machine down at the deli?
Well, I think what it looks like is a piece of rye just coming off of a full loaf.
Well, that sounds like
the
slice.
Show them your sketchbook, babe.
Okay, well.
I'm sorry, Miss Cohen here. Love it here. Mrs. Cohen. Lambert.
Please.
I'm wearing a wedding band. Don't leer at me.
It's my wife, Esther, everyone. So a little.
Also Jewish.
She's also Jewish. Little sketch here.
That looks like a slice of bread coming off a machine.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what the mascot will look like?
Well, sure. I mean, the mascot could be a guy in a giant suit that looks like a loaf.
Don't look at me to support you, Ms. Cohen.
Sorry, I was trying to make eye contact with Esther.
Oh, babe, I'm on your team.
Yes, I love you, babe.
I love you.
Okay.
You got this.
I love you, too.
He could be a slice, he could be a loaf of pumpernickel.
Right.
Or challah.
I like the pumpernickel. That's a dark bread.
Yeah, that is a dark bread. Right. Yeah.
So damn tasty.
All right, here we are, Sunday night, and football is happening here at the high school level. We do it on Sundays.
Bodies don't get hotter than this,
no,
Jim.
They don't. Oh. We got the Sharks versus the Pumpernickels, and they are coming in hot.
Oh, say, can you see?
Dr. John. By
the dawn's early light.
Fantastic. And that's all he's going to give us. You know?
You pay Dr. John $10, that's all you get. You get two bars of Star Spangled Banner.
That's
okay?
All we need. Now, Pumpernickel head coach Mark Truffle is out here. He's going to be able to give us a little breakdown of what's going to happen tonight's game.
A follow-up question. Mark, is the quarterback single and is he 18?
He is, in fact, over 18.
Oh.
So completely legal, if that's your question, darling.
Oh.
Yeah, he's 22. Yeah. We've got a long storied history, but he just keeps winning games, so we'd rather he not graduate, and so far he's agreed. We're going to take the game to our opponent. That's our plan for tonight. And we still would like to...
Doesn't sound like much of a plan.
To take the game to the team?
Seems vague and open.
Well, I don't want to give away any of our secrets before the game starts.
Smart, Coach.
I would like to put a word out there to all the fans of the Pumpernickels that we really enjoyed playing Friday nights. Every high school
we don't have anything to do with the
team has ever played, and suddenly we got switched to Sunday nights. And
they're using different things for Friday. They're using this area for different things.
It's
on
a
Fridays.
High holiday on Friday, so we're not allowed to.
Ever since
the Cohens moved to town,
exactly. Okay. Well, we're let me get back to my
team.
Don't
even get me started. Honestly, don't get me started.
Hey, no, just stop.
No,
just
I'm not. I'm not doing anything. I'm not saying anything.
But that's the problem. Just don't.
What's the problem?
Just stop.
What's the
problem? P-E-R-N-I-C-K-E-L.
Oh, guys, we're not going to be able to do this on Sunday if we don't know how to pronounce our fucking name.
It's not pronounced. It's spelled, Becky.
Either way. Look, I'm a cheerleader.
It's not the same thing, dum-dum.
You're on steroids.
I am not
you
on steroids.
You are too on steroids, Tanya. Everyone knows.
I am not on steroids.
Your body shape is totally different in the last month.
It's a perfect T. It's sick.
I don't hear
you
anything.
You have bulked up in the creepiest way, and you're mean all the time, okay?
And no one complains when I catch them flawlessly. Fucking flawlessly.
You're a good base of the pyramid. That's true.
Damn right.
You broke Bresta's spine, okay?
She has got to have some sort of osteoporosis or something, because that was a normal catch.
Osteoporosis, Tanya? You're stupid.
Not as stupid as thinking pronouncing and spelling's the same thing.
We're
Becky.
Not the same squad without Bresta.
I miss Bresta. Oh, this is tearing us apart, this new name.
Is it E-L or L-E? We have to decide.
We have to decide.
Somebody
we made
Google
that
it.
Pact. We won't Google.
It's not performance enhancement. Everybody uses Google.
Oh, my gosh. Stop shooting up right now.
Listen, this is performance enhancement. Google is not. We should be able to use Google.
Is that the only vein you can find between your toes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Your feet are so fucked up, Tanya. Jesus.
Tanya.
I'm flat-footed, okay?
Tanya, are you getting that? That's a big needle. That's too big.
My dad's a vet.
What war was he in?
No, he's a veterinarian.
Okay.
Dumb.
You're relax. Stupid. We're all stupid.
Relax.
Tanya, put me down.
I'm not going to put you down.
Let me down.
It's mine.
It's mine. My back. My spine.
I'm 24. Why won't they let me graduate?
You're too good.
Oh, I guess so.
That's our show for today. Oh, man. When Joey put his face down the table, I knew it was a magical day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, let's thank all of our alchemists together and yet separately. Joey, we're going to start with you. Please tell us a little something about yourself.
Let's see. What do I want to share?
Ooh, put that away.
Oof, okay. I guess I'm an innie. I can share that.
Clearly.
Oh. Yeah.
What about your belly button?
It moves. It moves. Wherever my belly button is, different parts of my stomach, different times a day.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. James Heaney?
Well, for me, I have an innie belly button.
Uh-huh.
An outie penis.
Right.
I think everything's pretty much normal. Got the normal. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
But the one thing that's awesome about me is that there are reviews, and there's one from Emily in the United States, and she says, due to my successful shaming, she's officially submitting a review.
Aw, you're so good at that shaming.
Thank you. I didn't realize how good I should have been a parent. I would have been great at shaming.
Still time.
Really? Yeah. Okay, good. Good news.
Do you want to read her review?
That was the beginning. Okay, and then it goes on with a smiley face emoji, and it says, I love Alchemy This. So funny and creative. Such a nice change of pace in the podcast world. I'm always very impressed by the improv. Very cool. I hope you guys get big enough to do live shows around the U.S. I'd come to a live recording.
Aw, thanks, Emily.
Thank you, very Emily. Sweet, Emily. Thank you for that. And thank you, James.
Thank you for thanking me.
Vanessa?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any everything.
Sure. Thank you for that.
Are you sure?
Craig?
If you want to get started with the work of the late Dr. John, I would recommend the 1968 album Gree Gree, which has such tracks as Gree Gree, Gumbo, Ya Ya, and I Walk on Gilded Splinters.
Oh, thank you for that as well.
Great. All-time classic of psychedelic swamp rock.
Ooh.
Indeed. Perhaps the leader.
Perhaps
the niche itself.
Thank you to our engineer Doug Bain. Our post sound design artist Rafael Brito.
Brito.
And our producer Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
iHeartRadio Media. Dr. John.
This is Richard Martin.
Who's the phony now?
Are we not going to get in trouble for that?
Oh, I hope so. I encourage all
Richard
of you.
Richard Marks doesn't care.
Write a review. He's tell thrilled. Everyone you've ever met. Yeah, here's hoping he doesn't hear the episode. I'm going to send it to him. I've just got to stalk him for a couple of weeks, get some information on where to send it. I encourage all of you to write a review and tell everyone you've ever met. And write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time, I'm Kevin Pollak.
Alchemy this.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.